Okay, so let's sit. I don't have my bell here with me. I'll just begin leading. Find a comfortable posture. And usually for me, the bell is the signal to let all the words go. So I'll just suggest that you do that. Let all the words go. Whatever has any usefulness to you will be there when you need it. And then find your posture for the next few minutes. Something supportive. Something that feels upright and dignified and also freeing. Can you find a posture that feels freeing to you? And maybe bring the attention to the top of the head and let it flow down through the face and the back of the head and the neck. See if there is some relaxation available to you, some freedom. Bring the attention to the shoulders and to the right arm. And then to the left arm, all the way down through the arms and hands and fingers. Is there a little more relaxation available to you, a little more freedom? Bring the attention to the torso. And just gently let the attention flow down from the shoulders through the chest and the upper back. And the middle of the abdomen, middle of the back, lower abdomen. Lower back, pelvic floor. And see if there's some relaxation that wants to happen in the torso, some freedom. Just what's available right now. And then in the hips, and the tops of the legs, and the knees and the calves, and the feet. What little bit more relaxation is available? What little bit more freedom? And then see if you want to just rest the attention lightly on the whole body. Just the sensations of the body as they come and go. Noticing if things begin to tighten up. Enjoying the parts of the body that are looser and freer. And if the attention strays, just coming back to the body and this body that we each have, this beloved body. And all of its changing and moving pieces. It's it's beloved foolishness, it's silliness, it's uncontrollability, it's unfathomableness. The foolishness of, yeah, just being human. Shanti, Shanti.